I'm Roberto Baldwin, and this is Tomorrow Today's Sustainable Mobility Brief. The transportation world is evolving at a rate not seen in decades. The transition from fossil fuels to sustainable energy has brought with it some truly exciting opportunities, but also some confusion. I'll sift through the noise and share quick updates on the latest news, trends, and advancements that'll impact our world for years to come. The term state of charge is used to define the amount of energy stored in a battery. For example, a full battery has a state of charge of 100%, a half full battery has a state of charge of 50%, and so on. The state of charging, though, well, that's another matter. Reliability has become the largest issue that EV drivers have to contend with. The vehicles themselves, well, they're no longer second rate. These are vehicles routinely winning Car of the Year awards from multiple outlets and organizations. For charging, though, over the past few weeks, the news has gotten substantially brighter. In fact, we're nearing the charging infrastructure turning point. Now, is charging anxiety real? Well, yes. Can the issues that are currently plaguing the charging infrastructure be solved? Well, also yes. On the availability front, news from IANA, the charging company that's a seven automaker joint venture, announced a new CEO. But more importantly, its plan to deploy at least 30,000 charging stations in the United States has received government approval. For some perspective on that, Tesla, the leader in charging infrastructure in the US, at the end of 2023, it had approximately 20,000 charging stations. Over 15,000 of those are supercharging stations. Electrify America, for its part, at the end of 23, had approximately 3,700 charging stations in the US. These are individual charging stations. The amount of charging locations, of course, is lower as each location has a varying amount of stations. What's important to remember is that all these companies and others like them, including EVgo and ChargePoint, will continue to deploy new stations at more locations. And speaking of locations, those are also getting an upgrade. IANA has touted the fact that their locations will provide various amenities such as restrooms, food service, and retail operations nearby. We've seen Tesla locations with lounges already, and now Electrify America is getting in on the action with its flagship station in San Francisco. I recently took my own electric vehicle there to charge and found it to be exactly what EVs are clamoring for. Fast, reliable charging in a well-lit location with comfortable waiting area, 24-hour staff, and of course, restrooms. Of course, the most comfortable chair won't solve anything if the chargers do not work. To increase reliability, SAE and ChargerHelp have teamed up to certify and deploy EV charging station technicians. This is all tied to the Inflation Reduction Act, which requires companies to have charging stations with uptimes of at least 97%. So it is paramount that we continue to grow the workforce that keeps that hardware in good working order. While charging should be as reliable as using a gas pump, it's important to understand that for at least the next few years, these are two different experiences. Now, the companies that target the different services for those driving EVs, they will end up being the stopovers of choice for those on long road trips. But the biggest news for charging over the past year has been the migration from CCS to NACS, or the North American Charging Standard, colloquially known as the Tesla port. With SAE on track to standardize the connection by the end of the year, all the major automakers have announced that they will begin moving to the standard over the next few years. Now, not one to wait, Ford has already announced that via an adapter, its electric vehicles are now supported at all Tesla supercharging stations in the United States. That means the Mustang Mach-E and the F-150 Lightning, well, they have access to all of Tesla's supercharging stations, and the stations show up in the automaker's Blue Oval Charge network. In tech, we've become accustomed to huge explosions of news to signal a new era. For example, the release of the iPhone. The reality is that the transition to a more sustainable world will include hundreds or even thousands of small announcements that build upon each other as we move towards a greener world. For charging, things are only going to get better from here. For more information about the evolution of charging, head over to sustainablecareers.sae.org. There you can read about my recent visit to Electrify America's flagship station and check out my interview with Mercedes CTO Marcus Schaefer about the software-defined vehicle future. On the Tomorrow Today podcast, we have conversations with the smartest people from all segments of the automotive, aerospace, and commercial vehicle world. These are people working on the biggest innovations and concepts that will change mobility as we know it. We will delve into higher conversations that focus on emerging technologies and adjacent markets impacted by advancements in mobility and transportation. In our quest to bring you the most impactful information out there, we will delve into innovation, strategy, policy, the benefits of humanity, while also giving you a deep dive into the technical world of engineering processes and practices. Be sure to subscribe and listen every week on your favorite podcast platform.
SAE International makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information presented in this podcast. The information and opinions are for general information only. SAE International does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast.